This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kenny, bring it up, you big jerk. Sons of bitches feel it. Do you smell it? Football in the air. The National Football League is back. Sunday, we plug into the Matrix together, and it's going to be amazing. For the first time in the 2025 NFL season, Femi and I get set to break down an entire Sunday's worth of games. We've got updated sides, updated totals, and the latest injury information, and all our betting thoughts. Now, to say this before we get into Sunday, 1 hour from now, we have a full segment dedicated at the end of the show to Chiefs Chargers tonight. So if you want the Chiefs Chargers bets, that's coming up to close the show. So that's going to be at the end. So we're going to do Sunday. We'll save Monday for Monday. This is going to be the 13 games now on Sunday, week one in the NFL. So for the first time this season, Kenny, please lay down the Mario music. Everyone's like, what was that noise? I have like this this office chair and like the arm broke like a year ago and I literally use one of my wife's like ponytail things and a rubber band like to keep it held in place and like it stopped working and now it just falls constantly. So that was, yeah, it's for people that are watching the show on video right now, here it is. This is like the piece of the chair that keeps falling. Here, what's this called? Like the ponytail holder? That thing?
My wife just calls it a ponytail. Yeah, she just calls it a ponytail.
Yeah, the ponytail holder. Yeah, so that's the hair tie. That's what that noise was. We will begin our week one NFL Sunday betting sojourn in New Orleans in a moment. But first, we need to tell all our listeners and viewers that no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. All right, Femi, we begin our week one NFL Sunday betting sojourn. We should have done Atlanta to keep the bit going, but that's second. In the Big Easy, as the Arizona Cardinals, my Arizona Cardinals, 6.5-point road favorites at Kellen Moore, your guy Spencer Rattler. Femi said last year Spencer Rattler's better than Bo Nix. Hashtag never forget. No, you don't.
I did not stand on that.
It's okay. Total of the game is 43. Injury-wise, nothing going on here for the Arizona Cardinals, but Arizona, like Walter Nolan, is on it's on pup to start the year. Mm-hmm. So Arizona's missing some players on defense, but no one on the injury report. And for the New Orleans Saints, Chase Young is out, like former number two overall pick in the draft of Washington, rushing the passer. Not like the biggest loss of all time, but they could use him on a bad defense. Mm-hmm. And Trevor Penning, who is a bust in the first round playing tackle, trying him at guard now, he is out for this game for the New Orleans Saints. So no Penning, no Chase Young. Femi, how are you betting the Cardinals and the Saints in New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm going to be betting the New Orleans Saints. I think these week ones, as we saw last night, they can get a little bit wacky. And we see sometimes these teams that are lesser than and cellar dwellers, they rise to the occasion in the opener. Like, it's a home opener. Everyone has optimism early in the season. And then, yeah, in October, it probably sets in that, hey, we suck. But week one, everyone's pretty optimistic. And I think the Saints give you a good performance. Kellen Moore as well, as an offensive mind, usually early in the season is when he has some new wrinkles. Then you figure him out. Then it's like, what is this guy doing? But early on, I think that they could generate enough points to keep this game close. Arizona's been good in these week ones, but that's been as an underdog. Now that they have to lay damn near a touchdown, and who knows, we might get to a touchdown on game day. I like New Orleans. I'm not betting it yet because I'm going to wait, because I think there's a lot of interest in Arizona, just given the fact that a lot of the hipster football people like them. I think a lot of casual
the fans hipster New football is be bad. People.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hipsters.
Am I a hipster?
I mean, you share the same opinion of them as it pertains to the Cardinals. I don't think you're a hipster in general, but as it pertains to the Cardinals.
What is that? What does that mean?
The film junkies. Like the film junkies, the people that are like really involved, and like not just like the traditional film junkies, it's like the Twitter film junkies. The ones that are like accessing like the Game Pass stuff. Like, yeah, like they love what Gannon does from a schematic standpoint. Like they all
They're
love
hipsters.
The Cardinals. Yeah, it's a little bit of a hipster take to think the Arizona Cardinals are gonna win the NFC West. Like, especially when you look at the odds board. I don't agree with that, but a lot of people think that. But I think that
Has Femi like grievously insulted me here? Can we get like a ruling from everybody?
No. Do you feel insulted?
Yeah, I'm not. Well, maybe. I mean, not really. No, no. Like it's for content. No, do I feel really insulted by you? No, but it's a freaking show bit. Everybody, go on, go ahead. The bit's ruined. It's okay. Go ahead.
Give me the Saints at any number, 6.5 or better. I will be betting this come Sunday.
Let me ask you a question here. What do you mean by hipster? Let me ask you a different question. What do you think's more likely? That this goes up to 7 or comes down to 6 and maybe even a little lower?
Goes up to 7. Yeah, I think
it goes I disagree.
You think it goes down to 6?
I do. No way this closes 7, because I think there'll be a ton of interest in New Orleans if that happens.
I wouldn't say no way. I mean, think about how everyone's been talking about the Saints. Like, everyone's like, this team is
7 at home?
Everyone thinks they're going to be picking number one.
I'll tell you what, man. I'd consider taking 7 with New Orleans if it got there. And I'm a hipster, and I love Arizona. But so, like, what are some characteristics of hipsters?
I would say that you have to be into like craft beer, which you are not, but you have to be into like craft beer. Definitely have a beard. Definitely.
I have a beard, but like my beard is like, I have a metrosexual beard, not like a hipster dirty ass beard. That's probably got like little pieces of clam from the Manhattan clam chowder that they ate 2 weeks ago in it.
Do you wear a lot of flannel? Like hipster flannel.
Let me ask you something, bro. Do I strike you as someone that wears flannel? That's actually, I actually am insulted by that.
I don't know what you do on Saturdays.
Wear flannel?
I'm just saying.
God. What?
A little flannel?
I'm way too cool for flannel, man. I dress way better than that. Than these hipster schmucks with their skinny jeans and their stupid flannel shirts and your Vans. And your dumb beards and your skateboards and your bad music and your weird matcha coffee drinks and your stupid IPAs. Piss off, okay? No, let me tell you something. My beard's well manicured. My beard's well manicured. I get my hair cut once a week and I shop for very expensive Italian clothes. Because while I might not be a hipster, I am a D-bag. When it comes to the Cardinals and the Saints, I'm going to pass this game. I think Arizona's going to win. Do I think the Cardinals are going to win by 7? I guess if I had to bet the game, I'd lay Arizona, but I'm passing here. I've got bets on Arizona to achieve good outcomes this season, so I'm rooting for Arizona to win the game. I will give all my props out on Sunday's editions, plural, of the show. All right, that is the Cardinals and the Saints. So a pass for me. Femi likes the New Orleans Saints. We move on to Atlanta, where my Falcons keep getting bet against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This was 2.5 earlier in the week. We now sit at Tampa -1 on the road. Totals 47.5. Looks like it may be on the way down. Darnell Mooney called by Coach Raheem Morris a game time decision for Sunday with his shoulder injury. Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin both out for Tampa. Vita Vea listed as questionable on the final injury report. He did practice today though for Tampa, putting him on track to play Femi in Sunday's game.
My handicap is pretty simple. If Vita Vea doesn't play, and we'll have to find out this news 90 minutes prior to kickoff with the actives and inactives. But if there's no Vita Vea,
I think you should assume that he's going to play. I think he's going to play.
Okay. If he plays, I'm probably just going to pass the game because I think the numbers just like move to where it probably should be. Like Bucks, maybe slight favorite, maybe pick them, which is pretty much where we're at right now. But like, I think Vea means that much to where I wouldn't even mind laying Falcons under a field goal without Vita Vea. Like that run defense drops off a cliff without him. So 90 minutes prior to kickoff, let's find out the official news. But if he's going to play, I'm passing the game.
I watched Alabama lay an egg against Florida State last week. I watched Alabama lay numerous eggs last year, including against Vanderbilt and Oklahoma. I watched Ryan Grubb coordinate a Pop Warner-level offense last year for the Seattle Seahawks. I watched Rome Odunze struggle to separate his rookie year. I watched Jalen Polk struggle to do anything his rookie year. Jalen McMillan, to his credit, was pretty good. And all I can think is that Michael Penix carried everybody. I think Penix has got the goods. I'm a little worried, a lot worried, about Caleb McGarry being out for Atlanta. They're starting right tackle, who's the blindside protector of the left-handed Michael Penix. But I love me some Michael Penix. And I'll pay to find out if I'm wrong. I bet the Falcons already. I think Atlanta wins the game. Give me the Atlanta Falcons to take down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and start the season 1-0 in this huge NFC South showdown on Sunday. Do you want to start Jaguars? How about this? I'll set the Jaguars Panthers up. We'll talk about it to start the Power Hour. So Jacksonville, no one of note on the injury report. We like that. For Carolina, Ike Ekwonu had an appendectomy last week, as Femi said, a scheduled appendectomy. Someone actually sent me a message that there are scheduled appendectomies.
How does that work?
I don't know. Like maybe like you, like your stomach hurts or something, and they're like, we need to take your, and then they, I don't know. There are scheduled appendectomies. So Ike Ekwonu had a surprise appendectomy. He's doubtful for the game, like extremely unlikely to play. The left tackle going up against Hines Allen and Trevon Walker. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. We'll start with the Jaguars and the Panthers. We will hit every game coming up week one NFL Sunday. And then all the bets, side total and props for tonight in Brazil with the Chiefs and the Chargers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.